Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Revision Podcast. Today, we are diving into one of the most satisfying topics in the whole physics course, Hooke's Law and the Investigation of Springs. This is topic 15, Forces and Matter, and once you understand this topic properly, the exam questions become genuinely enjoyable. Let's get started. First things first, what is Hooke's Law? Robert Hooke, a 17th century scientist, discovered something brilliant and simple. When you stretch a spring, the amount it stretches is directly proportional to the force you apply. Double the force, double the extension. Triple the force, triple the extension. Beautifully predictable, but only up to a point, and that point is really important. The mathematical relationship is F equals K times X. Let me say that again slowly. F equals KX, where F is the force applied in newtons, K is the spring constant in newtons per meter, and X is the extension, how much the spring has stretched in meters. The spring constant K tells you how stiff the spring is. A large K means a stiff spring. A small K means a flexible spring. Think of a car suspension spring versus a slinky toy. Very different spring constants. Here's something candidates often get wrong. The extension is not the same as the total length of the spring. The extension is how much extra length the spring has gained. If your spring is 10 centimetres long with no load and stretches to 16 centimetres with a weight, the extension is 6 centimetres, not 16. You subtract the original length. Extension equals new length minus original length. Write that down. It comes up every single year. Now let's talk about the required practical, because this is tested directly in the exam. The setup is straightforward. You hang a spring from a clamp and stand. You position a meter ruler vertically alongside the spring. You record the natural length of the spring with no weights attached. Then you add masses one at a time, usually 100 gram slotted masses. And for each mass, you record the new length and calculate the extension by subtracting the natural length. Critical things examiners look for. The ruler must be vertical. You must record the natural length before adding any masses. And you must calculate extension, not just record total length. These are the three most common errors candidates make. Once you have your data, you plot a graph. Force on the y-axis, extension on the x-axis. Label both axes with units. Newtons for force, meters for extension. For small forces, you get a straight line through the origin. This is the linear region where Hooke's law applies. The gradient of this line, delta F divided by delta X, gives you the spring constant K. But then the line starts to curve. The point where it first deviates from straight is called the limit of proportionality. Beyond this point, Hooke's law no longer applies. If you stretch the spring too far, it becomes permanently deformed. Examiners love asking you to identify the limit of proportionality, so look for where the curve first bends away from the straight line. Now, elastic potential energy. When you stretch a spring, that energy is stored in the spring. The formula is E equals 1/2 times K times X squared. E equals 1/2 KX squared. E is elastic potential energy in joules, K is the spring constant, and X is the extension in meters. On your force extension graph, the area under the straight line, that triangle shape, represents the work done. Area of a triangle is 1/2 base times height, which gives 1/2 times X times F, and since F equals KX, this becomes 1/2 KX squared. The formula and the graph tell the same story. Let me give you a worked example. A spring has a spring constant of 40 newtons per meter. It is stretched by 0.15 meters. Calculate the elastic potential energy stored. Step 1, E equals 1/2 KX squared. Step 2, E equals 1/2 times 40 times 0.15 squared. Step 3, 0.15 squared is 0.0225. Step 4, E
equals half times 40 times 0.15 squared, which equals 0.45 joules. The answer is 0.45 joules. The extension was already in meters, so no conversion needed. Always check your units before substituting.
Right, let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, using centimetres instead of metres. This is the single most common error. If your extension is measured in centimetres, you must divide by 100 to convert to metres before using it in any formula. If you use centimetres, your spring constant will be wrong and your energy calculation will be completely wrong. Always convert to metres. Mistake number two, confusing total length with extension. The extension is the increase in length, not the final length. Subtract the natural length every time. Mistake number three, incorrectly identifying the limit of proportionality. It is the point where the graph first starts to deviate from a straight line, the very beginning of the curve, not the highest point, not the middle of the curve, the very first deviation. Mistake number four, not showing working in calculations. In a calculate question, you must show every step. Write the formula, substitute values, show intermediate calculations, and state the final answer with units. A correct final answer with no working may only earn one mark out of three or four. Mistake number five, forgetting units on graph axes. If your axes are unlabeled or missing units, you will lose marks even if your graph is perfectly plotted. A quick word on command words, because knowing what the examiner wants is half the battle. State or give, short factual answer, one or two words or a brief phrase. Describe, say what you observe or what happens using correct scientific terminology. Explain, say why or how, use the word because to link cause and effect. Calculate, show all working, use the correct formula, include units in your final answer. Sketch or draw, label your axes and mark key features like the limit of proportionality. Right, quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the formula for Hooke's law? F equals kx. F is force in newtons, k is the spring constant in newtons per meter, and x is the extension in meters. Question 2. What does the gradient of the linear section of a force extension graph represent? The spring constant, k. Question 3. What is the formula for elastic potential energy stored in a spring? E equals half kx squared. Question 4. What is the limit of proportionality? The point beyond which the extension is no longer directly proportional to the force, where the graph first deviates from a straight line. Question 5. A spring has a natural length of 12 centimetres. A force is applied and it stretches to 20 centimetres. What is the extension in metres? 20 minus 12 is 8 centimetres, divided by 100 equals 0.08 metres. Let me leave you with the key takeaways. 1. Hooke's law. Extension is directly proportional to force, up to the limit of proportionality. F equals kx. 2. The spring constant k is the gradient of the linear section of the force extension graph represent. 3. Always calculate extension by subtracting the natural length. Always convert to meters. 4. Elastic potential energy is E equals half kx squared. This equals the area under the force extension graph. 5. The limit of proportionality is where the graph first curves away from the straight line. Beyond it, Hooke's law does not apply. You've got this. This topic is really manageable once you know the formulas and the common mistakes to avoid. Go and practice a few past paper questions and you'll be flying. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.